NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Lou Wood.
What may be the beginning of an expected enemy attack on Saigon started before dawn Sunday, Vietnam time, as rocket and mortar fire hit the capital, Da Nang, the nation's second largest city, and about 30 other cities and bases throughout the country. It was the first communist attack on Saigon since October. It was a brief barrage which lasted only a few minutes and consisted of about a half dozen rocket or mortar rounds landing in the city's downtown area. NBC News Saigon Bureau reported just a short time ago that one shell exploded just a half block from its office. Saigon police sources reported machine gun fire near Tan Son Nhut Air Base and on the outskirts of the city. There have been no details as to casualties so far. President Nixon leaves tomorrow for his week-long trip to Europe, during which he hopes to strengthen the alliance with Allied leaders. His first stop will be Brussels, where pro-Peking students plan an airport demonstration on his arrival, the first of a series of protests expected during the tour. Mr. Nixon will be guarded by more than 50,000 police during his visit to five nations. A report on security plans for the Thursday stop in West Berlin from Cy Perlman, NBC News, Berlin.
Berlin's police chief says all demonstrations will be banned during President Nixon's four-hour visit here on Thursday. He added that the ban even includes those demonstrations already registered with the police. Leftist student groups in West Berlin announced yesterday they plan to hold an anti-U.S. protest outside Charlottenburg Castle while President Nixon is inside at a city reception. One student leader said the president's itinerary and motorcade resemble a trip planned for a Latin American dictator or a Chicago gangster. Several radical students say they will not obey the police ban and predict bloody battles if the police try to stop them. Reliable observers here say the police are clamping down on demonstrators because of American pressure. Cy Perlman, NBC News, Berlin.
More news after this from Ford.
Gene Rayburn for Ford. You know, when it comes to tackling opposing quarterbacks, Alex Karras is the going thing in football players. We asked Big Alex if he'd seen the going thing at his Ford dealers, the specially equipped, specially priced Mustang offered now during your Ford dealers' pop option sale.
Yeah, you mean the Mustang with the when you can get white walls and wheel covers and that special steering wheel and all those goodies, and the price is just as... low price, too. I can tell you that it is a low price. I don't understand that. How can they sell Mustangs for the low price if they're going to put all those goodies on it? Now, Mustangs are, I'll tell you something very frankly, Mustangs probably are the sharpest sports car to ever come out of an American manufacturer.
Sports fans of America, even if you've never tackled a quarterback in your life, you can get a Mustang full of pop options at a special low package price during the pop option sale at your Ford dealers, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Once again, Lou Wood.
Britain and France are embroiled in a blazing diplomatic dispute on the eve of President Nixon's visit to Europe. French Foreign Minister Michel Debray said today that Britain had sensationalized accounts of a reported proposal by President de Gaulle that would do away with NATO and replace the common market with a wider European Economic Association that would include Britain. Debray accused Britain of diplomatic activism. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Michael Stewart said today that Britain would not trade its friendship with the United States for a deal with de Gaulle. West Germany again has rejected the Soviet Union's latest protest against the use of West Berlin for a site to hold West German presidential elections March 5th. The FBI's chief ballistics officer, Robert Fraser, testified at the Clayshaw conspiracy trial today. There was absolutely no evidence that shots fired at President John F. Kennedy in Dallas came from anywhere but from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository building. Fraser was a defense witness, and the defense is trying to knock down New Orleans prosecutor Jim Garrison's theory of a conspiracy. More in a moment.
You know bargains, right? But when you see the word sale on an automobile dealer's showroom, well, you figure it's pretty much like the one at the auto dealer's down the street. Wrong. See your Ford dealer. Look at the beautiful Galaxy 500 he's got right now during his pop option sale. You'll see the bargains right on the car. Pop options like vinyl interior, Rimblow steering wheel, white walls, wheel covers, all at a special low package price. Or maybe you'd like the package that includes air conditioning? At your Ford dealers.
In Washington news, President Nixon ordered a crackdown on illegal drug traffic in the nation's capital today, another move to curb the soaring crime rate there. Mr. Nixon also announced the appointment of former Idaho Congressman Hamer Budge as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Moscow radio said today that the red Chinese diplomat who recently defected to the United States from his post in the Netherlands was the leading Chinese communist secret agent in the European intelligence network. Again, the hour's top story, Saigon, Da Nang, and 30 other cities and bases were hit by enemy rocket or mortar fire just before dawn Sunday, Vietnam time. Lou Wood, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again in the hour for NBC Monitor News. Now, Monitor Music by piano man Peter Nero. Trains, Boats, and Planes. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor 69 with all the sounds of radio entertainment at its best, including some good vibrations from Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Thank you. Take along Miller High Life Beer in champagne golden cans and find out for yourself why
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
This is Big George's Day, all day. Big George Washington. Traditionally, Americans don't get as emotionally aroused about Washington as they do about Lincoln or FDR or JFK, let's say. But if Washington had not come along at a proper time and place in history, well, we'd all be speaking better English. I'll be back with more. Now, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Baby, baby, baby child, soft and sweet, meek and mild.
Getting ready for a new baby is a wonderful experience. It's a time of warmth and closeness and love. And a time for lots of medical bills you won't have to worry about if you have Mutual of Omaha health insurance. The Mutual of Omaha man right in your own community can show you how all-around family protection can pay more of your hospital and doctor bills, and even up to $600 in maternity benefits. It makes sense, doesn't it, to be ready for the high cost of hospital and doctor bills. And it's so easy when you count on the man from Mutual of Omaha, the company that babies you, so you can baby your baby.
As dear as you are.
Let's clear up a few misunderstandings about George Washington on his birthday. He did not chop down his father's cherry tree. He didn't throw a dollar across the Rappahannock River. He didn't build Mount Vernon. The cherry tree bit was the dream of an early biographer, Parson Weems. There weren't any silver dollars around at the time of the alleged long throw. Mount Vernon was built by his half-brother, Lawrence, a proper British gentleman, London-educated, who named the splendid estate after a bumbling British admiral, Edward Vernon, under whom he had served. George was born on February 11th, not the 22nd. The foundation of the Washington family fortune was a grant made by Henry VIII, of all people. The first Washington to reach these shores was John Washington, George's great-grandfather. The Puritans over in England had given him a hard time, practically ran him out. George was the eldest of his father Augustine's two crops of children. The children by Augustine's first wife appeared to have been better educated. Augustine Washington died when George was only 11 years old. George's schooling thereafter was sketchy. He dropped out occasionally, but picked up a good working knowledge of mathematics. When he was 16 years old, he went to live with his stylish half-brother, Lawrence, at Mount Vernon, where the rough edges were chipped off him. Lawrence was a father to George Washington. He even took him on a trip to far-off Barbados, where George contracted smallpox and was heavily pocked the remainder of his life. The average life expectancy, by the way, in George Washington's time was 30 years. But he survived all the dangers of fatal diseases until he was 67, and then died chiefly because medical science was still in the dark ages. He caught a case of quinsy and laryngitis during a three-hour horseback ride in the rain and snow while looking over some of his property. His doctors came up with conventional remedies for that sort of complaint. They bled him heavily on four occasions, and for a clincher, covered his neck with a collar of crushed beetles. George Washington was appreciative, but not deeply impressed. "I thank you for your attentions," he said, "but I pray you to take no more trouble about me. Let me go off quietly. I cannot last long." George Washington is as remote today as a figure in a stained glass window. But he must have been every inch a rough and ready fellow. He could easily have sat out the Revolutionary War. He had had more than his allotted years of fighting. He had been fighting Frenchmen and Indians ever since 1753. But he adopted the cause of the colonial revolutionists and became the commander-in-chief of the ragtag Continental Army, knowing full well that if he lost, he'd be the first to be hanged. Happy birthday, George Washington, and thank you very much. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Baby, baby, baby child, soft and sweet, meek and mild.
A new baby doesn't have to mean new medical bills to worry about if you're insured with Mutual of Omaha. Not when they pay you up to $600 in maternity benefits. Get all the happy facts from the Mutual of Omaha man in your neighborhood. Call him today.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC News tells you what you want to know when you want to know it. First,
range safety arm light on.
Right. Affirmative.
Range ready?
Ready.
Water system ready?
This is Frank Gorham. For fast, factual, frequent news reports, join me and the WNBC News staff right here. This is the place, WNBC Radio 660.
2, 1, 0.
Here's Bobby Hull, superstar of the National Hockey League.
Big Brothers of America helps fatherless boys grow up to normal, well-adjusted manhood. But many volunteers are desperately needed. Give a few hours of your time each week to be a friend of a boy who has no father of his own. Remember, no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a boy. So call your local Big Brother agency or write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 19103.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Monitor 69. I'm Joe Garagiola, and the time is 17 and a half minutes after the hour. You know, if you're a baseball fan, you've probably got mixed feelings about umpires. Well, just ahead, we'll be taking a look at the career of one of the greats among the men in blue. But first, though, Monitor music by Vicky Carr.
So much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby.
to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Monitor Sports, brought to you by the Associates Finance Companies. You know, the old income tax deadline is getting closer every day. Some people count it by the days, some people count it by the hours. Now, I didn't mean to scare you, but I do want you to know that if you need money for taxes, or for any good reason, the people to see are the folks at Associates Finance. They're nice people with money to loan you. And chances are, they can provide the cash you need to solve your financial problems. So if you need money to pay off your back bills, or for medical or dental expenses, for auto repairs, or for any good purpose, see the folks at Associates Finance. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get you the money you need, when you need it, without any extra red tape or bother. There's probably an Associates Finance office near you right now. It's listed in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. Today is the birth date of two famous Americans who were known for their truthfulness. 237 years ago today, a man was born who was to help his reputation with an axe and a cherry tree. 142 years later was the birth date of a guy who did it with a whisk broom and a mask. It's just possible that you might have overlooked the fact that today is Washington's birthday. I say that because while it usually means a day off for most people, today is Saturday, so a lot of them are off anyway. There's a better chance, though, that you didn't know that today is also the birthday of the man generally regarded as the greatest of all umpires, the immortal Bill Clem. For the fans, I guess the thing that's remembered best about Mr. Clem was the line he used to draw. When he figured that a ball player or manager had said enough, he'd draw a line with the toe of his shoe, and then he'd walk away. If you crossed that line, you were gone. Frankie Frisch used to say, he had eyes in the back of his head. He'd draw that line and walk away. Now, he'd have his back to you, but if you put one foot over that line, he'd wheel around and catch you. But I'd have to admit that those eyes he had in the front of his head were pretty good, too. It was Mr. Clem who gave one of the finest answers I've ever heard about in my life. It was early in his career, and in those days, the famous John McGraw made an umpire's life pretty rough. And one day they were going at it pretty hard and fast. And finally McGraw said, if you chase me, I'll have your job. Mr. Clem looked at him and said, if it's that easy to get, I don't want it. What kind of a man was he? Well, there are a million stories told by baseball people who knew him. But one always impressed me. When the league president decided to release the veteran umpire Bob Emsley because of a nervous condition, Clem said, just make him my partner. Now, those were the days of two umpire teams, and Clem worked the plate every day for 13 years. More evidence of the class of the old arbitrator who was born 95 years ago today. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Monitor Sports Special. This is a big weekend for the auto racing fraternity down at Daytona Beach. Chris Economaki reports.
The 11th annual Daytona 500 for late model stock cars tomorrow will bring Speed Week's 1969 to a close at Florida's Daytona International Speedway. The stage is set for a knockdown, drag-out battle among Ford Motor Company and Chrysler Corporation drivers. For the first time, speeds have exceeded 190 miles an hour on the 2.5-mile track, and with $153,000 in prize money at stake, it is expected to be one of the fastest and hardest fought automobile races the country has ever seen. The front row belongs to the Chrysler Corporation, with Dodge drivers Buddy Baker and Bobby Isaac extra fast in their specially built model 500 Chargers. Ford's new competition model, the Talladega Torino, nicknamed the Model T, is equally fast. And with drivers like champion David Pearson and Donnie Allison aboard, a great battle of the brands is expected, and a crowd of 100,000 will watch. A sad note, however, today's 300-mile race for sportsmen and modified stock cars, now in progress with Leroy Yarborough leading, was marred by the death of Don McTavish, a 26-year-old racing bachelor from Dover, Massachusetts, who crashed on the 25th mile of the event. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
In the orchestra, I say a little prayer. On Monitor 69, your listening post for what's happening in the weekend world. In Columbia, South Carolina, your monitor station is WIS, serving the South Carolina Midlands. We'll pause now for a word from all our NBC affiliates, and then we'll be right back. My name, Joe Garagiola.
Now, that's the show.
Where's the action these days? That's what the girls want to know. And if you girls want the answer, ask the Campfire Girls. They know where the action is. There's action indoors, action outdoors, when you belong to Campfire Girls. Girls give needed services to their community, learn child care, they take trips, camp, and cook over open fires. And whatever your age, there's an age group for you. Four age groups. The youngest are bluebirds, then campfire girls, junior high campfire girls, and for high school girls, there's Horizon Club. For information, call your nearest Campfire Girls office. Then gather a group of your friends. Talk it over. Ask any girl who's a Campfire Girl, and you'll be sold. Don't delay. Get involved. Join Campfire Girls. It's a United Way youth program. A youth program for you. Action-packed.
Spend the night with Long John Neville and his friends. You'll find a new day has dawned. Midnight to 5 a.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News, 4:30, 35 degrees in New York and cloudy. 11,000 longshoremen returned to the port of New York today, ignoring picket lines set up yesterday by union mechanics on a wildcat strike. The mechanics are demanding more pay than other dock workers. Their picket lines closed down a number of piers on both sides of the Hudson yesterday, but thousands of longshoremen went back to work today anyway. Governor Rockefeller says he will ask the legislature on Monday to approve a constitutional amendment allowing 18-year-olds to vote in New York. He says the 21-year-old minimum is 192 years old and that 18-year-olds already pay taxes and serve in the military. Pickets returned to Brooklyn's Adelphi Hospital today, but there are no reports of trouble. Yesterday, six persons were arrested in scuffles with police, including Bronx Assemblyman Seymour Posner. The demonstrators are members of the Drug and Hospital Workers Union, seeking to represent striking non-professional employees at Adelphi. President Nixon leaves in Air Force One for Brussels this morning. Tomorrow morning, he'll confer with leaders of NATO before continuing on the European tour for visits with officials in five countries. Western Europe today is in an uproar over French President de Gaulle's reported proposal to create a new trade bloc to replace the common market. This proposal reportedly came in the form of an offer to allow Britain into a new economic union, provided the common market be abandoned. Today, British Foreign Secretary Michael Stewart said Britain will not trade friendship with the U.S. in order to join such an alliance. It is known that de Gaulle wants an independent European association free of influence by the United States. Enemy gunners have hit Saigon with rocket fire for the first time since the U.S. halted the bombing of North Vietnam in November. About a half dozen shells landed in the downtown area. One of the rockets started a fire close to the presidential palace, but in general, the attack caused no major destruction. The communists also shelled about 30 other South Vietnamese towns and military installations. No immediate report on damage or casualties. A former presidential candidate, Barry Goldwater, has criticized the administration's urging of the Senate to ratify the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty with Russia. The Republican senator from Arizona said in New York today that it is a treaty the Soviets obviously want, charging the communists have an unrelenting, aggressive, nasty attitude of superiority. Russia has strongly criticized President Nixon's move to send Governor Rockefeller as an envoy to Latin America. Soviet news agency TASS called the planned trip a maneuver by Washington to seek new ways to exploit Latin America economically. An influential left-wing politician in Lebanon says Arab guerrillas are hurting their own cause by striking at Israeli civilian targets. Kamal Jumblat warns that such attacks are turning world opinion against the Arabs and on all commando groups to concentrate on Israeli military and economic targets instead. At least six persons were killed today as new anti-government rioting broke out in Pakistan, this despite President Ayub Khan's virtual surrender of political power. President Nixon has named former Idaho Congressman Hammer Budge as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Budge will replace Manuel Cohen, who resigned this week. 58-year-old Budge served in Congress from 1950 to 1959. Cohen is resigning his position for personal reasons. Former President Harry Truman continues improving after an attack of intestinal flu. A spokesman for a research hospital in Kansas City says the 84-year-old Truman slept well last night, dined this morning on a poached egg, toast, and hot tea, and said he wanted to go home. According to Nigerians, French arms sustained Biafra's five-month-long resistance against Nigerian attempts to crush the secession. Nigerian Information and Labor Commissioner Anthony Eduardo says French arms give Biafran's vastly increased firepower. The Pentagon is working to combat public controversy over the possible deployment of anti-missiles across the nation. It is working on a plan setting forth restrictions and suggestions for coordinating the flow of information on the Sentinel project. Among other things, the Army is helping scientists to write articles favoring the Sentinel. The weather in New York, mostly cloudy for the rest of the day. Chance of a few brief passing snow flurries and the high in the mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with a low in the low 30s, and tomorrow cloudy with a chance of snow mixed with rain. The high tomorrow in the upper 30s. Right now it's 35 degrees and cloudy in New York. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
What if the winter brings ice and snow?
Monitor warms your heart, makes you glow.
Association with their new one, Goodbye Columbus. This is Monitor 69. I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. Tomorrow morning, Air Force One takes off from Washington on the first leg of President Nixon's European tour. But adding 6 hours of time difference to 6 hours of flying time, it'll be evening when the presidential party lands in Brussels. Throughout this weekend, Monitor is covering various aspects of the eight-day tour, including reaction of ordinary people in some of the countries the president will visit. We'll hear some of those reactions in this half hour.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lincoln Mercury went in.
I gave it the office.
Hey, hey, look at us now. Hey, hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Give me a winner any day, or else a loser with money.
We have an all new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Take a photograph of a Mercury Montego out to your garage and see how nervous your old car gets.
Montego is here, drive a winner this year.
You realize the Montego is priced so low, you can afford to buy me all kinds of luxury extras.
Great. And we can trade you in for the works.
Lincoln Mercury, lead the way.
A word from our alternate sponsor.
Traditionally, George Washington's birthday inspires every American with feelings of patriotism, nobility, and honesty. Well, almost every American. Henry Morgan's approach to the holiday and what it means is just a little different.
The other day in New York City, a group of women tried to have lunch at the Oak Room of the Plaza Hotel. Well, they just don't serve women at lunchtime in this particular restaurant. And the lovely ladies thought that it was another case of discrimination. Poor things, they don't realize what men have been trying to tell them for years. There was a time when women weren't allowed in bars, and there was a reason. It's impossible to look feminine and attractive on a bar stool. Well, yes, as it gets later in the evening, of course, they begin to look attractive, but you know what I mean. I still have the feeling that a nice girl doesn't sit in a bar stool. This isn't so much the generation gap as the chivalry gap. My chivalric generation still feels that a sweet young thing in a 2-inch skirt throwing down Boilermakers and smoking a big cigar isn't very much to take home to mother. Although today you might not have to take her home. Mother may be sitting on the next bar stool. On the other hand, the girls may have some kind of a point. George Washington is known as the father of his country. All right, who's the mother? I ask you one more time, who's the mother? You see, there may be a kind of discrimination here. Let's get back to old George. It's his birthday. We must be nice to him. George is the one who cut down the cherry tree. That's one of the worst things that we've ever told our children. I cannot tell a lie. I cut down the cherry tree. Isn't that awesome? In theory, this kid is wonderful because he admits to being a rotten kid. What the book doesn't tell you is that little Georgie was playing it very cool. He didn't live in a big apartment house, you know. There wasn't another soul around at the time for miles. He couldn't very well have told his old man that the dog did it or the cow did it. Chickens and ducks don't chop down cherry trees. So any fool can plainly see the kid had everything to gain and nothing to lose, unless his father was a mental case. Then again, the story was written by a certain Parson Weems, who wasn't even there at the time. Well, it really isn't something you can write a few tunes for and have a new Broadway musical. Unfortunately, I started out to talk about discrimination against women and got myself sidetracked by George. This is Henry Morgan, who today goes on record as being against discrimination, against sidetracking, and against cherry trees, but for the mother of his country.
And here's Monitor Music Now by Judy Collins. Someday soon.
There's a young man.
This message from your Heart Association. The diseases of the heart and blood vessels are the leading cause of death in the United States, but every year more lives are being saved from these diseases. You can help this life-saving work. Support the research, education, and community services of your Heart Association with a gift to the Heart Fund. Give so more will live. Joe Garagiola here, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown, and I want to tell you about a few things that are happening within the next few days. An evening of Spanish poetry and music will be presented at the Brooklyn Public Library's Ingersoll Building, Grand Army Plaza, on Wednesday, February 26th at 8 p.m. The public is cordially invited to the program, which will be held in the auditorium on the second floor. Story Hours for Youngsters will be held at five agencies of the Brooklyn Public Library on Thursday, the 27th at 4 p.m., They are Bay Ridge, Ridge Boulevard at 73rd Street for ages 8 through 11, Canarsie, Rockaway Parkway near Avenue J for ages 5 through 12, McKinley Park, Fort Hamilton Parkway and 68th Street for ages 6 through 10, Mapleton, 60th Street and 17th Avenue for ages 6 through 9, Washington Irving, Irving Avenue and Woodbine Street for ages 5 through 10. The Adelphian Players will present two one-act comedies by Chekhov on Monday, February 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sheepshead Bay branch of the Brooklyn Public Library, East 14th Street, near Avenue Z. The players are students or alumni of Brooklyn's Adelphi Academy. Those are just some of the things happening within the next few days.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor 69. In the past few weeks, bad weather has covered most of the country. Let's see what the weather map looks like this weekend. In the mountains of the west of the Great Lakes and the vicinity of the Appalachians, scattered snow showers. Snow and sleet are causing traveler's warnings in the Carolina Highlands. And there's rain and shower activity along the Pacific coast. Also, rain is the rule from the Great Lakes south to the Gulf Coast. Heavy snow warnings are in effect for the mountains of central Arizona, with 4 inches or more expected to accumulate tonight. But on the sunny side of the picture, it's been another mild, bright day in South Florida, and the hijackers have apparently taken the whole day off.
The latest insurance figures state that one out of every four Americans will be involved in an automobile accident within the next year. And more than 50,000 people will be killed. Poor visibility and bad weather will be the cause of a great percentage of these tragic accidents. Play it safe by replacing your dead wipers with fresh new Anco wiper blades or refills. Don't judge by appearance. The rubber may look okay, but the sun, wind, and oily road film dries out the best wiper blade rubber, and you have dead, streaking blades. Look for the big, bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in over 165,000 service stations across the nation. And they're stocked with the finest Anco windshield wipers, refills, and arms. The man at the pump can quick fit your car in seconds with Anco. Whether you have the hidden or regular wipers, or the kind used on foreign cars, he knows exactly what your car needs. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
And now the Free Design with their latest, You Could Be Born Again.
I'm beginning to get a new kind of feeling, beginning to sing a new kind of song. That life's worth the living, beginning to find the right instead of just the wrong. There was a moon last night, a pretty bird in flight, and a quiet breeze gliding through the tree. I still can feel the ache in my heart, showing my life to be in need of a brand new start. Begin to sing again, I'll show you how. You could be born again now. I'm beginning to see that life's worth the living, beginning to find the right instead of just the wrong. It's pretty easy to love when love is given back. You think it's something special if you're white or black. But I find all love to be easy once more, like a child who does not care who, how, why, what for. Begin to sing again, I'll show you how. Begin to sing again.
1968 presidential campaign, Richard Nixon said, "Before we talk to our opponents, let's talk to our friends, and let's begin it right away." Tomorrow, Mr. Nixon begins to carry out that pledge, and this weekend, Monitor reports on the hopes, the plans, and the prospects for Mr. Nixon's trip. Next Thursday, the president is scheduled to arrive in Rome, and plans are being made for him to talk to a cross-section of the ordinary Italian people. NBC newsman Dennis Redmont reports from Rome.
When President Nixon meets a cross-section of average Italians next week, they will have some words of warning, some words of praise, and some words of reassurance. The Italian government and the U.S. Embassy are busy working up a list of representative ordinary citizens to meet the president after his black tie dinner next Thursday in one of the ornate halls of the Quirinal Palace. But they're having their troubles. Every Italian is an individualist at heart. He treasures his own opinion as the right one, and sometimes the only one. By this weekend, the list still isn't complete. Italians know very little about the new president. A month is too short for any impact, but they have a pretty good idea of what they want to tell him. They want to alert Nixon to the ever-growing tension in the Mediterranean, which, after all, once used to be like their own lake. Russian warships on the doorstep of this NATO nation makes the average Italian feel uncomfortable. The man in the street also wants to tell Nixon he is relieved the peace talks in Paris have started. This has diffused one of his major gripes. Vietnam is no longer the first word an Italian says when you converse about the United States. Above all, Italians want to reassure Nixon about the ever-growing vote power of their Communist Party, the largest in the West. "We like to vote communist just for protest," says the Rome office employee. "We really have no desire for the Soviet way of life. But we do want to get our government moving on domestic reforms, and we think the United States can also help by setting a quiet example and listening hard." This is Dennis Redmont for Monitor, NBC News, Rome.
The presidential tour of Europe has generated reaction of all kinds, both overseas and at home. Earlier, we heard some comments from Des Moines. Here's a sample of man-on-the-street opinion in Chicago.
I think it's marvelous that he is going to go over there. I believe that he can do some good, and I think he's taking the right approach, although I didn't vote for him. Now he has my admiration and respect.
I think President Nixon should stay right here and take care of our situations in this country before he goes gallivanting to create any goodwill with Europe.
I don't think he has much choice, really. The relationships with the European countries have gone the opposite direction as to we've wanted him to go for a number of years. And just nothing more than an obvious attempt, at least, to try to cement the relations a little bit.
Well, I'm inclined to think that it's necessary to establish a dialogue with the European leaders, but I don't feel that on a formal basis such as he would be going over there that anything would be accomplished.
I believe that he should start with trouble here first. There's so much in this country, and I don't think he should go away right now. I don't think he's even welcome over there too much.
I think face-to-face contact is a very desirable means of national diplomacy, but you know, I'm not sure that a single conversation is going to make all that much difference.
I don't know how to answer a thing like that. The thing of it is, when he went over the last time, he got spit on and all of that sort of thing. If he goes over this time with the way the student unrest is going around the world, they're liable to get to him. You cannot protect a man like that, particularly if he gets out of the car at all, wants to meet people personally. He's taking, a desperate chance. I hope it works out well for him, but I don't know. You balance those things off against each other, and you wonder which way to go.
That's what they're saying in Chicago. And we'll be sampling opinion from other cities all through the weekend. And Monitor will cover the president's arrival in Brussels at about 2:45 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Right now, music, and here's Leapy Lee with his latest, "It's All Happening."
You are my reason for living. Nothing can take our love away. You are my one desire. You set my heart afire with everything you do and say. Come on back to me, can't you see? We never thought that a love could be come on back to me. Can't you see? We never thought that a love could be so wonderful for you and me. You and me. It's all happening for you and me. You and me. Bells are jingling for you and me. You must agree. Hearts full of love, no more to be broken. And there will just be you and me.
Gardening or giving a tea, from a silver platter to a bed or ladder, you can rent it from United Rentals.
I'm too old to take up skiing.
I am not.
You get wind of dialing a telephone. Why did you buy all that equipment?
Now, wait a minute. Remember all that camping equipment we got?
We rented the camping equipment from United Rentals.
So I took the money we saved by renting the camping equipment from United Rentals, and I used it to buy ski equipment.
Why didn't you rent the ski equipment?
Because ski equipment is the one thing United Rentals doesn't have.
Sure they do. They've got canes, crutches, wheelchairs, walkers, hospital beds.
You don't have to buy it. You can rent and try it when you get it from United Rentals.
Don't forget, there's a friendly United Rentals dealer in your area. Why not drop in to see him? He's a professional consultant in his field, eager to be of service to his customer. Adventures with Soul Breeze on Monitor 69, the home of information and entertainment for your weekend enjoyment. Did you hear about what happened at the $100,000 Tucson Open golf tournament earlier this week? An unexpected hazard was discovered on a 14th green shortly before the day's round began. A 22-pound bobcat had to be shot before the tournament could get underway. Man, that could be painful for a golfer, but just think what you could tell your wife when she said to you, "What's new?" For other events of the world, you stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour. This is Joe Garagiola.
All hope had gone. Charles Goodyear was wringing his hands over his hot kitchen stove. As droppings of rubber and sulfur fell on the hot stove, the secret for processing raw rubber was discovered. The necessary cash was quickly raised. It takes money power to do things. Let the Dime, the big savings bank for all New York, help you get money power. Based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly, let's suppose you start at age 35 and deposit $12.50 a week regularly at the Dime. At age 65, you would have over $41,500 before taxes. You only saved $18,000. The balance was Dime dividends. This is an example of the power of compounded dividends at the Dime. For a free booklet explaining Dime savings accounts and postage-free forms, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, 10020. That's Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC. WNBC Radio 66, New York.